This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, July 22nd. God's word to you today is countercultural, and this is part two. Our scripture reading is taken from John 4, verses 25 to 26, and it says, "The woman said, 'I know the Messiah is coming, the one who is called Christ. When he comes, he will explain everything to us.' Then Jesus told her, 'I am the Messiah.' Did you know that in general at the time, men do not speak to their own wives in public? This was the cultural setting in place when Paul was talking to the Corinthian church. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 14 to 15 says, 'Women should be silent during the church meetings. It is not proper for them to speak. They should be submissive, just as the law says. If they have any questions, they should ask their husbands at home. For it is improper for women to speak in church meetings.'" Paul made this statement when they wanted to put order in the disorder in the Corinthian church. When I read this, I was like, why can't she ask him in church? That was the place the woman was put in those times. But unfortunately, there are cultures today that still want to subjugate women, insisting that the woman is the property of the man. You have to rise against it, because it is not of God. Some women whose husbands are obviously demeaning and subjugating them would say, "But he is my husband. Pastor, what do you want me to do?" My response to them is, "Nothing. If that rope is good around your neck, then by all means, continue living like that." Isaiah 10, verse 27 says, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." But that can only happen when you become restless. Men, your wife is not your property. She chose to marry you. Every day you are married to her is a privilege, because she's still choosing to remain married to you. Some men would say, "Pastor, don't talk like that. We are Christians." It is in the Bible. Read it. Your homework is to read the portions of John chapter 4 that we have not treated as follows, and write down what ministers to you in the spaces provided in your devotional or in your journal. Please read John 4, verses 31 to 34, and write down what ministers to you. Then read John 4, 23 to 24. This portion highlights spirit and truth. From Jesus' response, we learn that the Spirit is not bound to one location, and truth is not limited to one group of people or any denomination in particular. Please read John 4, verses 39 to 42, John 4, 11 to 12, and John 4, 13 to 14, and write down your thoughts. John 4, 28 to 30 says, "The woman left her water jar beside the well and ran back to the village, telling everyone, 'Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he possibly be the Messiah?' So the people came streaming from the village to see him. Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans, but Jesus went against the norm to meet with a Samaritan woman, and the impact was a revival. The question is, whom do you have no dealings with?" Let us pray. Lord, help me walk in step with the Holy Spirit and not culture. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.